I'm taking a letter actually that I never did that before in my life, and I decided to share with you a letter from Rav Ashlag himself writing to his student. So I never did it before because I want you to get the feeling before we continue where we stopped last week. You know, with the, remember the question, the debate, we're going to go back to it. But just not to take so much of your time, but just to get an idea of Rav Ashlag life. And that's what he write. And this letter was written in the beginning of the year when Rav Ashlag was in London. He say, you caused me, he said to his student, you caused me so much sadness and difficult work because you've been separate and hating each other. I guess the student didn't like each other. בשיעור אשר לא שיערתי מראש, and I didn't imagine that my own student don't get along. כי כל אחד מהתלמידים שיחיה לנצח, and every one of my students, may God give him an endless life, the beautiful, is my own organ, is me. והנה אין שלום בעצמי. I guess there is no peace in me because of my sin, and that's why you guys fighting. Some of us like looking in himself like, that's why it doesn't work. ועל כן, and that's why, אני מוכרח להתחיל לזכך את עצמי. I'm going to go and cleanse myself and purify myself. כמו תינוק שלא נדע, until I become like a baby that just been born. Look, the Rav Ashlag talk about himself, because עד שיזכה לעשות שלום, until I will see peace among you. When I see peace among you, then I know I'm changing. You know? You will be the sign for me that I'm changing. So, it's a long letter, and I don't want to cry, because if I read this letter, every time I read it, I'm getting very emotional. So, it's important of when we study Rav Ashlag to understand to take the responsibility. To take the responsibility meaning that if things don't work, and it's obviously things don't going to work. This is life. This is how things are, unfortunately. Because we are living in the Etz Hadat Tovera. We're living in the tree of knowledge, good and bad, ups and downs. Things are not working all the time. Manasot. C'est la vie, right? So the idea is to get into a place, to get into a place that we understand a thing not working, stop. Don't make that work, make this work, and then two things can happen. Either the surrounding will start working, or what will happen, that you will start meeting a different surrounding. So you have two options that might happen if you work on yourself. Either the surrounding will change, or the surrounding will be replaced. So this is a very, very powerful thing. Remember, one time in New York, a lady is suffering from bad relationship. So I said to her, you know, if you practice reading Zohar every day for 5 minutes, you know, things will happen. But I told her, whatever God thinks will happen, it's not whatever you want to happen. She said, okay. I said, that might be that things will go wrong. She said, I don't care. It can never go worse than that. And she starts studying the Zohar, you know. And after 10 months, her husband ran away with another woman. And unfortunately, he had an accident on the highway with that woman, with his lover. And she found out everything in the same day, you know. Accident, lover, everything. And he died. He died actually there. And she had her freedom. She asked for freedom. You know, thank God. And she continued her way. She got remarried a few years later, 5 years later. You know. But what I'm trying to tell you is when you inject spirituality into your life, it doesn't mean that what you meditate to have happen. It means that the best scenario for you supposed to happen will happen. But we don't see. And that's where it's difficult. It's so difficult. I don't see. I don't know what's right, what's wrong. How do I know? So we're asking God, please clean me. Please make me better. Okay, so I just want to mention what Rav Ashlag said. So let's continue from last week where we stopped. All right. So remember, last week we start revealing the Ein Sof, the idea of the Ein Sof. And Rav Ashlag write like this. מכוח הרצון להשפיע במעציל, from the power of the emanator, להשפיע, to influence, to affect, נולד בהכרח הרצון לקבל בנאצל. Automatically, the desire to receive was born within the emanated. What does that mean? It means when a desire being awake is only because there is a sharing being awake first. Because I want to give you candy, automatically you have a desire for candy. Of course, in our physical universe, it doesn't work like that. You first want the candy, then I have to go grab it from the kitchen for you. In the upper world, in the endless world, because the universe wants to share candy, and that's why automatically, desire been created for that candy. והוא הכלי שבתוכו מקבל הנאצל את שפעו. That's what we call כלי. כלי mean container or vessel, whatever you want to name it. So כלי or this is כלי. What is a כלי? כלי mean that there is an awakening of desire for what God want to give. So when people said, sometimes I want to increase my desire, it can be a sin. Because if you increase your desire because you want, it doesn't work like that. Increase the desire, only increase the desire so you can receive what the light want to give you. Don't increase your desire because you want something you don't have. Is that clear? I want to make sure. The difference between a sin and spirituality is that, yes, in spirituality you have to think big, but thinking big don't necessarily mean that you want something because you don't have it. Spirituality means that the old concept has to be, I want it because I know the light want to give it. Yeah. I want 5 million, not because I don't have it. I want a fancy car, not because I don't have it. If that's come from that, that's tum'ah, that's impurity. But if it's coming from a place of purity, I want it because the light, and I'm not getting upset if I'm not getting it. So you can set up a goal. This Monday, when we're going to continue the meditation, it's a guided meditation. So I'm going to teach you how to guide your brain into what you want. But in the same time, you got to understand that you want to involve the light. Because many people do guided meditation, but they don't get the light involved. They get me and the object. And you can do that too, by the way. But that's come from left column. There is a left column what the Egyptian used to do. And it's work amazing. You can park your car, find the park. This is all technology, yeah. But that's left column, and that's eventually drain your energy. You replace this good for bad. So it's tree of knowledge, good and bad. Okay, so just understand that there is a difference between a desire that being created because God want to give and the desire being created because I don't have. Okay, just make sure you remember that. And another thing, my wife heard me say something. So she said, you should share it. You know, because I'm teaching from the letter of Rav Ashtag, and he said to his student that many people are working on what we call tzimtzum, contraction or restriction. But the restriction itself, people start to get proud in their restriction. So the restriction itself, the masach, the curtain, if you remember, the only purpose of the curtain that p'china dalet, the fourth face, will not get light. That's the only reason for the curtain. It's not, the curtain is not there because now the curtain will get a credit. The curtain is just there to prevent the vessel or the container to receive light. That's it. That's the curtain job. But if the curtain start to believe I'm special because I'm able to stop the light, then you lose the whole point. You're no longer a curtain because you start to become a personality. So when a person, let's say, is able to say no to a cheesecake or no to pride or no to respect or no to a certain ego, you cannot have proud of yourself that you're capable to do that. That was your mission. It is your mission. It's like, that's what you're supposed to do. So now you're going to say, oh my God, I was able to say no to a cheesecake. You just lost it.
It's like turn to snake.
What do you mean?
Like the cover that is when it's become a personality, it's just become like a snake that you can, do you remember the class that he was giving?
That's a very good class. Yeah, with the Garden of Eden. Yeah. Very powerful class. One of the most powerful class. Everybody should watch it 1,000 times. Yeah, it's on the web. Very, very good class. But it's got to be clear because Debbie told me to share it with you. And when I gave the lecture online last Friday, so I said to this group, I said, many people are capable to say no to themselves and then they get pride. That's why, you know, when you go to 12 step, you go to rehab, many people get over the cocaine and they stop doing it, but they get the other disease. Yeah, it's open. It's open. Why are people knocking on the door today? Yeah. So the whole idea is to get into a place where people able to say no. People able to say no in a way of understanding that the ability to say no, it's not just the thing that you need to be proud of, because if you just being proud for the act itself of saying no, you're missing it. That's not what it is. The act of saying no is that the flow of energy will not come down all the way to the vessel. Now, וזהו שאמר הרב זל שבתחילה היה אור אינסוף ברוך הוא ממלא כל המציאות, and that's what it's written, that the light of the אינסוף was fulfilled the entire existence. פירש, כיוון שחשב יש שבת לא תברים, והאור התפשט עמנו, יצא לפניו, כביכול תכף הוא דבר באור הזה, הרצון לקבל את הנעתו. This is beautiful, so beautiful. The light now giving. Because the light giving, it's awakening a desire to receive the light. So what is it, the vessel? It's light too. The receiver is a light. The giver is a light. So what's the difference? Very simple. Same thing. Both of them are light. One light is the receiving light. One light is the giving. It's the same thing. Because otherwise, where the container come from? It comes from light too. But because there is so much pleasure to give from God, that was the purpose, if you remember last week, so much pleasure to give. So within the light that spread out of the pleasure, within the light, again, don't try to become physical on that. Just, it's a concept. The desire to receive to the pleasure of the light being already born. So because the light want to give a quarter, there is a desire now to receive that quarter within that giving act. So it's a tremendous, tremendous amount of understanding about God, and we need to follow that understanding when we are living our life. Doesn't matter what kind of pain you're going through. You have to remember, on the way to you, there is already a solution. On the way to you, there is already goodness. On the way, but there is no place where to put it. Because I'm living my miserable life. I'm missing money, missing friend, missing something. And then, what's going to happen? What's happening? What's going on? So I'm not busy with that pleasure coming to me. Okay, so it's very, very important. ותשפוט גם כן, שזה הרצון הוא כל מידת גודלו של האור המתפשט, כלומר שמידת אורו ושיפו היא כפי שיעור שרוצה ליהנות לא פחות ולא יותר. Now, what is the amount? What is the amount of the light that come out to give pleasure? Endless. What is the receiving amount to receive that pleasure? Endless. So, why we are receiving part? We're not receiving everything. We don't have an endless receiving. We have a stupidity, little ego. Even our ego is too small. Our ego, it's a joke. Our ego is very little. We don't want a big ego. We want small ego. We want somebody to respect you for 5 minutes. We cannot even handle more than 5 minutes. You stand on a stage and you have 5 million people. After 3 minutes, you're dying. Okay, I got it, guys. Okay, I got it. You know? Why? Because your vessel is too small. We need to change it. How do we change it? Hey, the light want that to be. It's for the light. The light want it to be. I remember talking about watch. I'll tell you a story. I never told this story. So I was living in Boca. In Boca, there is a store in Federal Highway. Very fancy store for watch.
In Florida, right?
Yeah, Florida, Boca Raton. The most fancy store. It's private. So I know the owner. He studied with me. So he called me. Tell you, I need you to come to the store. So I cannot come to the store. So it's Christmas time. Come to the store. 2 days it's Christmas, you gotta come. Say, listen, I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm observing Judaism and Hanukkah. I'm not observing Christmas. So no. It's not about that. They say, I'm Jewish too, but you gotta come. There is a gift for you. So it's a gift for me. Wow, it's very nice when people are getting me a gift. So I'm arriving to the store, and he showed me watches. And he say, you have line of watches. Like I said, who is the giver? Say, he doesn't want to say his name. He wouldn't say his name. So you choose any watch you want for. It's very fancy. I'm talking about like Patek Philippe, if you know what it is. So he said, choose one of the Patek Philippe you have here. Now, me being into watches, I like watches. So I see, I know the prices, you know, it's going. So I'm looking, and I'm calling Debbie. Now, the guy looked at me like crazy at that time. So are you going to choose or what? I said, listen, I'm not feeling comfortable. And then I start shaking myself. Is it my desire too small? Is it my shame? Is it my guilt? What's my drive to say no? I didn't even know. So I had to check myself. So I'm in the store half an hour, guys. Not talking to anybody. In corner. And the owner look at me. You know, this guy's yarmulke. He has a beard. Weird, right? And he look at the owner himself come out. He has about 5 salespeople. You know, like, if somebody want to give you a watch that's worth more than $25,000, just to let you know. Like, you take and go. Shalom Aleichem. Toda Rabba. Have a good day. Right? He says, Santa Claus want to give it to you. That's what he told me. That's exactly what he told me. You take, go. And I couldn't. So I called Debbie. After 25 minutes, I called Debbie. I said, Debbie, I'm stuck in a store. So what are you doing in this store? So I don't know. Somebody said there's a gift here. And it's a Santa Claus, a Chris. I told her the whole story. And I'm not feeling comfortable. I don't know the name of the person. I don't know if it's a test from God or test from the state. I don't know what I'm going through here, but I'm sweating. So I look at the owner and said, I'm so sorry, but I'm leaving now. And I come back tomorrow. I need to understand what happened. Why am I sharing this with you? Sometimes in a point in a person's life, the desire is not strong enough, right? From guilt, from shame. I don't feel I deserve it. You know, I said, you got to grow. You got to grow into desire. But if I would be, let's say, at that time, which was, let's say, 10 years ago, you know, I would be in a mindset that it's not Santa Claus, it's God sending you something. There is a reason. No? Not why you're laughing. This is not fun. Yes, it is. Like, understand that the Creator want to give, I just didn't have enough desire to receive. So it happened with good things. I'm saying a watch just as an example. But I'm sure there is love too. It's not just materialism. Love want to come to you. Are you capable to receive love? 100 hours? 100 hours straight, people to love you. 100 hours straight. I know I'm not. And I'm stuck with that. I'm not happy with that. I'm really not happy with that. Because I know God want to give me 100 hours love straight. And if I cannot handle more than 1 hour, shame on me. Because God say, hey, I have 100 hours to go. I need to give it to you. Can you let me give you love? It feel a little bit after half an hour. You feel like, hey, can you please leave me? I don't want you to love me that much. Love me a little bit and then go. You know? And the idea is because the Netzal, the emanated within us, is not fully developed in the right way. Like this lady who won the 8 million. I would be scared. I was thinking about it. What do we do with this? I mean, I have ideas, but what do we do? I'm getting confused. So I started to realize that's a big money for me. That's a big amount. Some people, if I tell them, you take some people that I teach and powerful people in the world, 2 billion would be easy to take. 2 billion, they would say, I don't even know what they're talking about. But it's coming from a place that we've not been developed our desire based on God. We develop the desire based on need, and that's a small desire. If you don't have a friend and you want a friend, that's a need. If you don't have money and you want money, that's a need. If you don't have love and you want love, that's a need. So needs are small vessels. And then small vessel get filled right away. And then you, now what? You know, now what? It's everything. So every pleasure that comes from a need is end very quickly. It can be food, sex, drugs, everything. Quickly. Whoop. Did it? Done. Goodbye. So, but the person say, I'm developing my netzal, my desire, because I know the Creator want to give me all of it. Then it's been developed beautiful. This is so amazing. And that's why in the endless was the only place where it was perfect 100% light and 100% receiving. And I have to go short, say Rav Ashlag, אנו מכנים מהותו של הרצון לקבל הבוטבע באור הזה, מכוח מחשבותו התברך בשם מקום. And we call that desire to receive the original one, we call it מקום. מקום mean place. באומרנו שאדם אחד יש לו מקום לקבל סעודת ליטר לחם. So I'll give you an example. A human being, let's say, can receive a certain amount of bread. Right? You're sitting in a restaurant, you have a certain amount of bread you can receive. השני אינו יכול לאכול יותר מחצי ליטר לחם. Next to you, the person eat only half of what you're eating. You know, people have a different size. באיזה מקום אנו מדברים? What type of space are we talking about? When we say מקום, what kind of space are we talking about? לא מגודלם של בני המעיים. It's not the size of the digestive system. It's something to do with the size of the digestive system. זולת מגודל של החשק והרצון לאכול. It has to do only with the passion and the desire to eat. It's nothing to do with the physical size of the belly, you know, of the stomach. V'incha, when you see, שמידת מקום הקבלה, the ability to receive of the bread, is only depends on your desire and your excitement to eat. And I don't need to add, because you already understand me, Rav Ashlag, in spirituality, ברוחניות, it's not your ability to receive what God want to give you, is your desire and excitement to receive what God want to give you, הוא המקום של השפע והשפע נמדד את המטרה הזאת. Now you understand what desire is, say Rav Ashlag. It's a tremendous lesson. So we look and we say this person has a big vessel, small vessel, nonsense. We all have the same size. But how enthusiasm you become, you know, when you do think. I just had, he doesn't want me to share it, but I'm going to share it anyway. I just have something with my son 2 hours ago. something he did, and it bothered me a little bit. And he come about half an hour ago to apologize. I said to him, listen, I will never tell you something you do wrong if it's related to the past, because that makes me a bad father. I'm only will tell you things that will bother you for the future. So don't ask me for forgiveness. I'll forgive you before even I talk. I forgive you. I love you. What does this to do with that thing? So the idea is, he thought the baby is guilty and this and that, so he want to make calm with the father. It's very nice. But for my point, I'm 100% loving him, and there's no issue there. But I'm worried for him. If he continue on that path, this will be wrong. So there is a lesson here that what desire do you have to change for Rosh Hashanah, for the holiday? Why do you want to change? You want to change because you're afraid? You want to change because the book says so? Do you want to change because that's the right thing to do? Why do you want to change? So look at that idea. Look, please listen. What does a change mean? What does transformation mean? Transformation doesn't mean you change just for the fun of it. Transformation means that I'm changing from small desire to a big desire. Because a sin and crime mean I'm committing for small vessel. Every time I sin, it means I'm stupid. I'm thinking small. Somebody cheat on somebody while they're in a relationship. Why they do that? Why they do that? Thinking small. They're not ready to invest in their own relationship so it will become better. That's thinking big, that eventually it will grow to become the best of the best. So they have the need to cheat. It will help them not to commit. And when they help them not to commit, they will keep doing it again and again because they never want big things from life. They want small. They don't want to make a desire for big things. Make a desire for big things, meaning the first thing you're not going to get. The second you're not going to get. Maybe the tenth you're not going to get. But you're going to get it all in the end. So we need to understand what desire means. Desire is not capacity. Desire is excitement and desire. It's not a capacity. So don't get confused when we say desire. It has to do with the capacity, because that's where people do mistake in spirituality.
It's all like, for instance, the guy, like a hot dog eating contest. The smaller guy, 100 pounds, wins someone that's 400 pounds. Because he has
a
desire to win.
Exactly.
It's, like, it's not the digestive system. It's
exactly.
It's small.
Exactly. He want to go for it.
Small yeah. Ones win the big ones. Well,
he want to go for it. It remind me a story. I used to teach a team from New York called the Giants. It's a football team. So I had to bring the captain of the team to the Rav every time for a blessing before the game. So every Wednesday night, they have to meet with the Rav, and the Rav blessed them. So they had to play Philadelphia. It started becoming like the, what do you call it, before the Super Bowl. What do you call it? When you win, you continue playoff. So they came, and I thought the Rav would say something big, but the Rav said, listen, the other team, Philadelphia at that time, wanted more than you. It doesn't look good. That's what the Rav told them. And if you're not going to start working on the desire from Wednesday to want it more than them, it's not even a point to show yourself for the game. As the game start, till the fourth quarter, they were losing. I was in the game. I had to go with them to every game. Terrible. It's a very famous game. And then my student, the one I teach one-on-one, which is different, didn't meant to be, somehow the ball hit somebody's helmet and it's falling in his hand like this. And he started walking, not running into the field. It's recorded. It's crazy. So, and that's how they won, by the way. It's weird thing. Then he told me, I believe in whatever you guys do. So the idea is the desire was not there. So what is the difference between two football teams? Not a lot, by the way. They say this, they make it another. Tennis player, the same. We're all the same. But we need to almost like ignite an engine all of a sudden. I want more, one more. But it's not just to say it, to really. And then test yourself. How many hours can you stand getting respected, getting love, getting joy? We are terrible. Our vessel, that's what Rav Ashlag said, our ego is not even considered ego. Our generation don't even have ego. So when people say you have so much ego, I wish I had so much ego. If you have so much ego, you want more. But our ego is too small. We are embarrassed. We should be embarrassed with our ego. We don't want too much. We want too little. Is anybody in this neighborhood fighting who's going to bring the Messiah? It should be a competition. That's ego. Me, I'm going to be the one to bring the Messiah. Only me. Now, and then everybody fight you and say, I'm going to, and everybody hate. But you continue. So when we talk about leaders today, the leaders of today, they want to respect for 5 minutes, they go to sleep. People get few likes on Facebook, they go to sleep. Twitter, they go to sleep. Push my hand, goodbye. But it cannot be this way, my friend. It cannot be this way. Powerful. Powerful. So you say, הרצון לקבל הכלול במשאבת הבריאה, the desire to receive that already included with the thought of the creation, הוציא אותו מעצבותו התברך לבחינת השם אינסוף. That's what we studied last week. So what is the name of that desire to receive? The first desire to receive. What is actually the name? Because remember, there is creator, there is עצבותו. עצבותו means essence. And now, after the essence, what's come? אינסוף. Endless. So from here we learn that the first desire now called אינסוף, the endless. Now you know what the endless is. The endless is the original desire. But we look at the endless is the highest level, right? No. The endless is an extension. Extension of the Atzvuto, of the Bore, of the Creator. So now, from the Creator, from the essence, come now extension that's called desire. Because the Creator want to give, there is a force of receiving. ובזה... הרוח לן להשכיל, במה שהאור הזה סוף ברוך הוא, יצל מכלל עצמותו התברך. So if you think about the light of the endless, the light of the endless left the emanator, it left the creator. What do you mean left? Because now there is creator, there is essence, now there is light. So when we said extend, okay? It's extend, it become longer. So it's leaving the original place where it was, and now it's going to another place, right? So wherever it was here is no longer here. So that means we studied that nothing can live until they change the form, if you remember. So now it's not the same form anymore. It's called the light of the endless. שאין לנו בו שום הגה ומילה, להיות מוגדר בשם אור אין סוף כנל, שמצד ההבחן הזה הנל, אשר באור הזה כלול בו הרצון לקבל בעצמותו התברך. What's this light has in it? What this light has in it? Only one thing, desire to receive the essence of the Creator. I lost you. So powerful. It's very important to... No, God forbid. No, that don't exist. That exists after the sin. You talk about here before Adam and Eve, before God, before Genesis. This is before. This is before of everything. So what are we having here? We have the Creator, we have the essence. So the light, what we call the Ensof, you know, all this time we study Kabbalah, we think the endless light, this is the endless light. No, endless light is just the desire for what happened before, which is called the Creator. The Creator, we have no idea what it is. The essence, we have no idea what it is. But the endless light, we know that this is like endless light. That's all what we know. But it was a result of the Creator want to share, and endless light has been created to receive that sharing. שהוא צורה חדשה שאינה כלולה חדשה שלום כלל וכלל בעצמות ברך. Look what he say. He said, this new shape, God forbid that you think exists within the Creator. It's a paradox, right? It's a crazy paradox. Paradox, we're going crazy here. Between there is a Creator, there is essence, there is endless light. Do not fall, he say, I use the word חדשה שלום, 2 times. Do not, חדשה שלום means God forbid, do not think that endless light was exist. Within the Creator, now we have a paradox. So where does it come from? Where does it come from? It's not existent. Where does it come from? It's a... Exactly. Very good. Very good. It's a new shape that cannot be, God forbid, in the essence. Can me kabel chas v'shalom? Because if you say it exists, you think that the essence or the Creator is receiving from somebody. But they cannot receive. There is no desire there. There is only sharing. If there is only sharing, cannot be a desire there. So when we... teach Kabbalah and the endless light create the vessel, makes sense now. Because within the endless light already there is a desire. You understand, guys, what I'm talking about? But within the Creator and the essence, but what's unique, you know, after a person maybe die, then they can have an understanding what's going on in the Creator or the essence. It's impossible really to understand. It's impossible. What is this? What's going on here? You cannot. The brain, the person can lose his mind. Impossible. היא גם כן כל גודלו של האור הזה קלן ודי וקצר, כי אי אפשר להאריך קלן אברהם אשלג. He said, I'm so sorry, but I cannot make it longer here because it's not the right place to make it longer. And he shut it down. אברהם אשלג. So beautiful, like, cut it. He went and he cut it. It shouldn't get longer. And not only he said, Rabbi Shimon say the same. The Zohar say the same. Rabbi Isaac Luria, stop here. Everybody stop it. It's a one place that they said, you shouldn't get longer.
Because there's no point to go further, right?
It's more, what are we going to tell you? That's what's going on. Accept it, leave it, it's your problem. And they leave it like that. Now, remember, we still have to...
Do they talk about it later at all? They don't bring it up later?
They might in a hint, but you got to find the hint. It's called Sitra Torah. And it's a secret. Now remember, the whole reason we did that for last week and this week is to get to understand that Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum, remember, in English means contraction. Like contract, something contract. Okay? Omnam, בכל יכולתו לא הייתה לבחינת הצורה החדשה הזו לבחינת שינוי מאורו התברך. שזה סוד שאיתה בפרקי דרבי לזה, שתיים דברי העולם היה, הוא אחד ושמו אחד, הוא מורה האור שבה אין סוף ושמו מורה על המקום. You need to know that before everything, it was no different between the giving and the receiving. Everything was one. Now, it's very difficult to understand it because normally if you say desire and giving is two different forces, so it doesn't make any sense. But it say that we need to remember that the desire was not making any different from the giving of the light. So what does that mean? We call it Hu Echad Ushmo Echad. Remember that? Echad Ushmo Echad, you remember that? He and his name are one. Very good. Hu Mora Aor. What is Hu? What is E? Okay, H-E. What is E? It's the light within the endless. Good. What is his name? Mora Lamakom Shehu Sod HaRatzon Lekabel Atzmuto Yitbarach Kolul Ba'or En Sof Baruch Hu. The light of the endless built from two forces. One is the extension of the light that's been given from the essence of the Creator. Second, within that light, there is a desire for that light that's coming from the essence of the Creator. You getting it? Again, let me repeat. Creator, no, you got to follow it. It's very mathematic. Creator, essence. Essence is giving light. When essence is giving light, you need to build a desire for that light. Within that light, there is a giving and a receiving for the same light. And that's why we call it E and his name are what? Are one. So now when we say Or En Sof, the endless light, we are meaning that it's a light that comes from the essence, but within it there is already a desire for the same amount of light that's coming. Okay? So beautiful. So when we say E and his name are one, E is the light. His name is the desire for the same light. ומשמיענו שהוא ושמו אחד, כלומר ששמו שהוא סוד מלכות אין סוף. Now we're going to give it another name, make it a little bit more complicated. So now we're going to give it a name. His name or his desire is called מלכות of אין סוף. מלכות of אין סוף. Remember, there is Malchut of Malchut, there is Malchut of Chokmah, there is Malchut of Bina. We're talking about now Malchut of En Sof. The original desire is called Malchut of En Sof. You know Malchut, right? It's the bottom of every Sfira. So now the bottom Sfira of En Sof, of the endless, is the original desire. Malchut En Sof, שהוא סוד הרצון. דיינו הרצון לקבל. This is the desire to receive. שנדבע בכל המציאות שהייתה כלולה במחשבת הבריאה. Now, that desire to receive it exists with everything. Everything has a spark of Malchut of Ein Sof. Otherwise, if it doesn't have that nekuda, that point, that little desire, it cannot be exist. Because what makes something exist? Only if there is a desire. Because from the light point of view, the giving force already happened. The light already gave. So what makes this table exist? Even that's a bad example because we talk about physicality. Here he's talking about before physicality. But let's say we give this table exists only because it has a desire. What's inside this table? Light. The chair. What's inside the chair? Light. What's inside me? Light. Cat, dog, light. That's why you shouldn't hate anybody. Shouldn't hate anything. Because you're hating the light. It's the light everything. It just comes in a different shape based on the desire that include within it. So when Malchut of Ensof is it the original desire, and that original desire exists everywhere. מטרם הצמצום לא נבחן בו שום שינוי צורה והבדל מן האור שבו, והאור והמקום אחד הם ממש. Before the contraction, when the vessel gets empty from light, you don't see a difference between receiving and giving. And we need to understand it. It's a very important understanding tonight because this will shape all the Kabbalistic understanding you have into one line. It's very simple. What is the contraction did? What is the tzimtzum really did? It revealed the desire to receive. I'm not talking about desire to receive for oneself alone. I'm talking about basic, pure desire to receive that being created because the light wanted to give. The light wanted to give, automatically it gives birth to desire to receive. Is this desire to receive is any different than the desire to give? No. They are friendly, they are together, they are one. No difference between the force of giving to the force of receiving. Mazel tov. They are now together. Tzimtzum, contraction means that now the desire to receive within that light, remember, endless light has two forces. One give, one receive. Now the desire to receive will say, hey, wait a minute. We are the same. We are the same. We've been same DNA, same. We are the same. Why am I receiving? We both same. Light, atzmuto, essence, creator, they only know how to give. How did I end up receiving? I don't want to receive. That's called tzimtzum. What happened? The rules in spirituality, when you say no, it's gone. So now, light is no longer coming to the receiving force. What happened? Now you see the difference between what? Of E and his name are one, are no longer one. Now you see E and you see his name. You see the giving and you see receiving. Before that, you couldn't see the difference between the giving and the receiving. What do we learn from that about life? The only time you can see difference between people, when they're running on empty. When everybody have everything they wish and want and they're happy, you can never see the difference between them. If you take 100 happy couples, no difference. You come in and observe, you have 100 happy couples. But when you have 30 happy couple and 10 not, you will see the difference. When there is emptiness, there's difference. So that's why it says when the Messiah will come, we will live, our mouths will have rina. Rina means singing and fun. So the idea, you know, what they experience in Woodstock, you know, what they experience there, experience that mini Messiah. Seriously, that's what they experienced there. But what was the problem there? It was for me. I want to experience the event. I don't want just you to have it. So we didn't have it all the way. If you want everybody else to have it and you want to be part of it, different. But, oh my God, there is a party there. I want to be part of it. So everybody come with a desire to see for oneself alone. And everybody grab it electrons. I mean, you cannot see the electrons. But they're grabbing it from the guitar, from the drugs, from the sex, from the food. You're getting it. Everybody want to get something. So the place, the arena, become desire to receive for oneself alone. What is desire to receive for oneself alone mean? The impure system just control. It's no longer connected to the endless. What is the impure system? Meaning when instead of having desire, you start having desire to receive for you. That's what the difference between. If you desire because the light want to give, or you desire because you want to be part. Sad. So, few people try to bring the Messiah. One of the Rabbi Isaac Luria. I mean, in the end, I'm talking about lately, Rav Ashlag, when the letter I show you in the beginning, now you know why. When he tried to bring people together, he said, if I cannot put people together, there's something wrong with me. And that's why in my lecture, those of you who listen to me on my web, I always say, if your life don't get better since you joined me, blame me, not blame yourself. There's no such a thing. No student to study with me should blame ever themselves. If you feel your life don't get better in a different area, come to me. Hey, what am I doing wrong? I want to know. all people who teach Kabbalah for all those thousands of years, they always took responsibility and say, okay, something's not working. I studied for my teacher, he studied for his teacher. That used to be the language, the original language. Every hours and years I spent with the Rav privately, that's how we used to talk. What did we do? What did we do for this not to work? Doesn't matter if the other person is a criminal. Why? It doesn't work. Yeah, what am I doing? It cannot be that we cannot save somebody's life. It cannot be that we cannot help somebody in Parnassa, in sustenance. It cannot be. Today I get a phone call from a guy. So I'm going to pray in a place in a corner here. There's a synagogue. I'm going to pray. And they asked me to start giving lecture every Shabbat. I said, with pleasure. I mean, I never had so many Orthodox people liking me. All those Jewish people let me speak. Me with white clothes. I said, okay, I'm ready. And the group starts growing. And I'm very shocked. And so different people come to ask me questions. So then I get a text with one of them. He said, listen, you talk in your lecture about this and this. I really feel that I need that help, if you don't mind to talk to me. And I talked to him about it 6 months ago. So he get to a point, and he said that. I'm very happy about it. Because now, it's not just for him. I want to test me. Am I capable? You understand the point? So when you're helping people you love, it's not just for helping them. You want to see about you, are you capable of helping? If you're not capable of helping, you got to look back inside. Aliyah, you're not doing your work. Otherwise, they will have a good time. You know? I remember it was an event that was involving, and somebody experienced something very bad. Very, very bad. And when I came home, I couldn't sleep. It was bothering me a lot. And then they said, what's going on? I said, it's happened in my surrounding. It happened when I was in exist, like there. And something that I'm doing wrong. I got to look inside why that student experienced what they experienced around me. There's something I got to fix. And I'm trying and I'm trying. And I cannot find that I'm doing wrong at that moment. I mean, I'm not a human being. I do a lot of mistakes. But then I said to Debbie, I think that student is not into me. They don't believe me. They don't believe in me. There's no, it cannot be. Whatever happened to them will happen. Cannot be. And she said, there is no way. No way. And a while after, a certain amount of time after, Debbie found out that I was right about it, that they're really not into me. And she said, oh my God, this is that. Because it cannot be if you are connected to a teacher and they want the best for you and you're not receiving the best. Cannot be. Cannot be. I want each and every one of you, whoever I even, I don't know. Even, you know, people today in lunch ask me, why do you wish your enemy to be well? Somebody in lunch asked me today, why are you so nice to your enemy? Why people speak very bad about you and you're still nice? Well, what's your story? I said, I tell you what. And he started laughing hysterical. So we're eating a little hummus. Says the battery, if my enemy do well and they get fulfilled, do you think they're going to hate me? He said, no. I said, that's exactly it. Okay, well, how can you, what else are you missing in your life? Why your enemy hate you? They're running on empty. They're empty. So what are they going to do? The Rav used to tell me, when people are running on empty, he used to tell me this in Yiddish, when people have nothing to do, they start finding different secrets of how to walk on the wall and how to walk on the ceiling, meaning they have nothing else to do by doing stupidity. You understand what I'm saying? But when somebody is fulfilled, doesn't care if you tell them, hey, fat, thin, tall. In Hebrew we say, besed. Okay, you're right. You're right, I'm a bad guy. God bless you. You don't have time because I'm fulfilled. I have love, I have money, I have everything. What are you going to do to me? But when I'm feeling empty, you come a little thing, I'm getting angry. Because you remind me how empty I am. Do you understand what I'm saying? But if I'm fulfilled, what are you going to tell me? That I'm bad, that I'm okay, I'm bad. Yes, I am bad. One time a student came to the Baal Shem Tov, not a student, somebody in the street. Baal Shem Tov was a tzaddik, so he said to the Baal Shem Tov, you are bad, you are jealous, you are angry, you are this, and he starts screaming at him in the street, and all the students want to fight with him. So wait. He said, let me tell you, this person write about every bad thing he say about me. Well, the student was very scared to hear the Baal Shem Tov speak like this, doesn't lie. And he say, but it's only true what you say about my body. My body is the biggest sinner. But about my soul is the soul of a righteous man. My body, I'm still working on it. Such a beautiful. And that criminal become a student of the Baal Shem Tov after that. When he hear that, he was shocked. What did Baal Shem Tov did to him? He didn't go against him. He found that he's lacking something. He's empty. Empty people will hate you. It's a normal thing. Don't hate them for hating you. They need to hate you. They need to hate you. They have a need for that. So you cannot cure that. You know? You cannot cure that. It's nothing you can do. Just wish them well, you know? And with the time, they will do better. Because people in the natural tendency, they are good people. Everybody is a good person. People, human beings are good. But somebody lost a dear one. Somebody lost money. Somebody feel people cheating them. But everybody going through pain. That pain is the lack. And that's caused the person to hate. But people normally, the soul is righteous. This mistake happened. So always look at people, good people. Now find the good. Especially in this month before Shana, find the good. There's one good thing. And when you find the one good thing, I found. Then, you know what the reward for that? You find the one good thing about yourself. It's a tremendous technique. Let's say you don't like yourself. A certain week, you hate yourself. Somebody called me today, say, I've been bad 3 weeks. I hate myself. I did. So, okay. I give you practice for the next 8 days to get to Pina. I want you to start looking for people you can't stand. One good thing about them. So, what's the connection? I said, when you do that, the Creator will give you the ability to see the good thing about yourself, and then you will be cured. There you go. So, here, what do you write? That in everything, Malchut of Ein Sof, which is the original Ratzon, desire, which is Ratzon Lekabel, is within all the existent, before the Tzimtzum. But when the Tzimtzum happened, now we see different. T'ahor b'makom Hashem ממש, אם היה שם איזה שינוי וגאור בתוך המקום, שאור אין סוף ברוך הוא, אז ודאי יהיו שם שתי בחינות, בית בחינות כנל. Now, let's explain the Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum, what does Tzimtzum mean? Contraction. This is the definition of Tzimtzum. Havashtag never did it like so clear that we all get it. What is Tzimtzum? Tzimtzum means that Malchut of Ein Sof, the Malchut of Ein Sof, mi'ata ha-ratzon lekabel sheba, reduce the amount of desire to receive. And because of this, the light has to disappear, ki en or bli kli, there is no light without vessel. Remember these rules. En or bli kli. There is no light with no vessel. There is no light with no vessel. There is no light with no vessel. So now, the Malchut of Ein Sof, remember, Malchut of Ein Sof, the original desire, said, I don't want, or mi'ata. Mi'ata means reduce the desire. So let's understand. Zehu Dvar HaTzimtzum. Guys, this section, what I'm reading now, this is to make clear what Tzimtzum, because many people ask me, what Tzimtzum, what Tzimtzum. And I always tell them, go back to this section and you understand Tzimtzum. You gotta know this section by heart again and again, and listen to it after this on the web. Zehu Dvar HaTzimtzum. Asher haratzon lekabel hakalul ba'or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, that the desire to receive that already include with the endless light, blessed be He, that we call Malchut the Ein Sof. You already know that. Shu sod machshevet abriah shebe Ein Sof. We also calling it the thought of the creation within the endless. Akolet kol hamtziut, include within desire, that desire all the existent. Kishta be'atzma lit'alot, decorate itself to elevate. Ve'la'ashvot tzurata biyoter la'atzmuto itbarach. Because that desire said, I want to become like atzmuto. I want to become like the essence. Da'alken, mi'ata et ratzona ve'lekabel shifo itbarach. And now if you want to become like the essence doesn't have a desire. If you want to elevate yourself, when I say elevate, it's not physical. It's elevate mean in spirituality. Elevate itself to become like the creator, like the essence. So there's no desire there. מבחינת הדלת שברצון, כמו שנאמר, זה להקפן. וכנע שעל ידי כן יתעצלו עברו העולמות עד לעולם הזה. שבאופן זו תהיה מתוקנת צורת הרצון לקבל ותשוב לצורת ההשפעה, וזה תבוא בהשוואת הצורה אל המעציל. So, is it a bad thing? Well, the original thought was a noble idea. It's a noble idea. I don't want to be me. I want to be the original. It's so beautiful. So the Malchut of Ein Sof say, I want to be like the essence. I want to be like the light. I want to be like where I come from. Right? I don't want to be something I'm not. How did I end up desire? There's no desire in the Ensof. There is no desire in the essence or in the creator. So, why is that? Everything has a need to go back to be before. We think we're going forward, but we're only going back. Nobody go forward. You need to know. You're only missing what you had before. Sorry to confuse you now. You never go forward. When you attract, let's say, love, life, or business, or something, it's something that you've been missing from before, and you can never fulfill it. I know it's confusing your brain now, but it's something deep to think about. We should do a whole lecture just on that. You're going back. You never go forward. You're going back to where? To the endless. The original place where you came from, the endless. All of us came from the endless. From the original desire, the endless. That's where we come from. So we're missing it. What did we have in the endless? Everything. So you go into the everything. Now we are far away from the everything. So every day, and we're feeling the galut, we're feeling the exile. It's so sad. It's so sad. If you have like an awakening of how little we have compared to what we had, we'd be like crying all day long, depressed all day long. What are we doing? Working so hard, struggling so hard, getting humiliated. Try to smile when you don't want to smile. Try to lie when you don't want to lie. All day long. For what? For a little bit of money so I can pay the rent. So all of those things is all day long. But if you, I would show you how much you had before, you'll be, forget money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about everything. Immortality, health, love. Like love that never ends. And where are we now? You understand? So we are in galut. So what we did to ourselves, to our brain, to our soul, we live in denial. It's a new technique. Denial is the best technique. So you know when you go into a dentist and they put anesthesia? Okay, I don't, why do they call it anesthesia, if you can ask me for English?
Yeah.
Is it the words in English?
Mm-hmm.
Anesthesia?
Anesthesiologist.
Yeah, but it don't sound like English. It sounds like French.
Oh,
anesthesia. Yeah. Okay, maybe. So anesthesia, we're living in anesthesia all day long. Because the pain is so bad.
Amnesia?
Not amnesia, anesthesia. When the dentist put you to sleep.
No pain. Like no pain.
Yeah, no pain. Because if you wake up to feel what's going on, we will be... You can't breathe. Can't breathe. You start anxiety attack. Why? Because you will see like, what? This is it compared to what I had. This is it. And that's why a person in a true life has to be super, super, like, desire. Like last night I went to a Shiva call. Tremendous, tremendous lady who died when she's 97 years old. And I had to sit with her family. And I said, I'm sorry to bother you with this weird question. But whenever I go to Shiva call, I ask one question. So, okay, what's your question? So, what's the lesson you learned from her? Mm-hmm. And they smiled, all we were happy. Wow, mm-hmm. Nobody ever asked us this. So, yes, whenever I go to Shiva call, I always get lessons because I live in Boca for 10 years. People sometimes disrespect the old people when they're 90. I like to get from the 90 education. They don't think I don't know. So, I want to get education. So, listen what they told me. They all look at each other and say, oh my God, nobody ever asked us. I tell you. Say, our mother used to say that. Celebrate what you have now, and tomorrow morning want more. Mm-hmm. To be always in two places. I was like, wow, really? She said that? Maybe I should go lecture, like, you know? But you have to, she said, the word she used is dance. Celebrate, look at what you have, and say, oh my God, I gotta dance just for that. And just dance, you're gonna go crazy, like, I'm so happy, and tomorrow morning, I want more. You understand? Like you celebrate the existent and want more to more. It's very hard to celebrate or that. You got to do two in the same time. And that's the secret. So here he write that we're all going back אל צורת ההשפעה, like the צמצום. וזה תבוא בהשוות הצורה למציל. ונאחר שבעתה ברצו לקבל, ממני נסתרק משמעו. But the problem, the paradox that happened, when the בחינה דלת, when the מלכות of אינסוף, when the original desire, reduce the desire. Now, there is rules in spirituality. You say, I don't want, what happened? You don't get. That is spirituality. Say, I don't want, you don't get. Because there is no coercion in spirituality. You cannot be forced to do, to receive. You can bring the horse, you know, into the water, but you cannot force them to drink, same thing. שכבר נודע שהאור תלוי ברצון. The light is only depends on desire. והרצון הוא המקום של האור. And the desire is the place or the space of the light. כי אין כפייה ברוחניות. There is no coercion in spirituality. So, we learn from that, my dear friend, that what happened in the Tzimtzum, what happened in Tzimtzum is so powerful because the desire, the original desire elevates itself, meaning reducing that desire, so it can be actually better. But even that it reducing itself, it didn't accomplish what it meant to accomplish. And that's what we study in that lecture with the snake, that Eve, when she seduced by the snake, her idea was, she thought she would correct the tree of knowledge. So now you know the story of Genesis is here. It's not about snake and Adam and Eve. It's about when the Malchut of Ein Sof, it's when the...
Exactly.
So now you know what you just say, that Eve thought that she can correct it. Because what is Eve representing in the story? The original desire in the Ein Sof. So beautiful. And then the snake told her, if you do that, you'll be like God. You'll be like the Atzmuto. Now you start to understand the story deeply. Because some Kabbalists, there is four ways to study the Torah. One way you study the Torah, that story never happened. It's just a code for what really happened. You understand? But you cannot tell it to rabbis or people because they will think you're weird. But there is Torah of Atzilut, Torah of Bri'ah, Torah of Yetzirah, and Torah of Asiyah. There is four levels of Torah. The Torah of Atzilut, all the story you read never happened. Because what's the point of reading those stories? Like Pinocchio. There's nothing. Pinocchio is even better. But when you get the code of the story, like we're getting here, now that story is the best. It's so sad, and that's what Rabbi Shimon in the Tikkuni Zohar write, whoever read the Torah as a story, I'm cursing him. He's cursing his soul and cursing his body. Rabbi Shimon. So because he's making shame of God. If he relate to snake and Adam and Eve and they were hiding and God looked for them, it's a joke. What is it? Hide and seek? God needs to say, where are you, Adam? Code, all code. And also, Eve wanted to fix everything. She was so close to fix everything. Okay? Everything. She came to Tree of Knowledge. What does the Tree of Knowledge represent? It's Uveshbo Echad. He and his name are one. It's a tremendous. What I'm telling you tonight is called Sitra Torah. It's a secret of Torah. So you might not remember it after you leave, which is very normal. So don't expect to remember the words I'm saying to you. Yeah. So tonight I share with you something called Sitra Torah, which is called the forbidden part of Kabbalah. And for that reason, you're not going to remember a thing. But the good news, if you repeat it, it will come back to you.